It is 46 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Bob Grammons along with James Timberlake on this Tuesday morning, 6th day of January. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
How about those Bobcats last night?
Yeah, they pulled it off.
Wow, what a game. Mm-hmm. And, of course, making Sheridan proud, the Steel Brothers and Colson Kuhn on mm-hmm. the team, Sheridan Bronx. Wow. Big Sky Conference Facebook page this morning said they might say that Dane's touchdown was the play of the year in the Big Sky Conference.
That's probably a safe assumption.
Well, anytime you get hurdled, man, and then to keep his feet under him, mm-hmm. and then he got that little shove from his teammate into the end zone.
Yeah, wow. Good play.
What an exciting game last night. You know, Bobcat myself gives you extra pride. Yep. So love that. Jeez, wow. That was unreal. And then at the end, it's like, we're fading. Come on. Yeah. You know, and then to get that, then to block that field goal and then get into the end zone and kick that extra point and win it. Exciting day for Bobcat fans across the country. Way cool. Congratulations. Our Sheridan entourage of the Steel Brothers and Colson Kuhn on there, leading them to a national title. So, way cool. Good stuff. All right. Jeez, I was yelling at the TV. I haven't yelled at the TV for a while. You know?
I didn't even know that was a thing you did, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, it was a little exciting, you know? It's anyway, all right, moving on. Congratulations, Steel Boys and Colson Kuhn. And 1838, Samuel Morse makes the first public demonstration of the telegraph in Morristown, New Jersey on this date.
Cool.
1893, the Great Northern Railway connects Seattle with the East Coast. Wow.
Yeah.
Big feat, 1893. 1914, the stock brokerage firm Merrill Lynch is founded. Hmm. Yeah. 1919, Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th U.S. president, dies at the age of 60. And in 1930, the first diesel engine automobile trip is completed on this date.
Very nice.
1975, Wheel of Fortune premiered, created by Merv Griffin. Longest-running syndicated game show in TV history.
It's still going, right?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. 1984, figure skater Nancy Kerrigan was clubbed in the right foot.
Yeah, that's a interesting story.
By Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Four men, including their ex-husband, Tonya and Tonya Harding, were later sentenced to prison on that, 1994. And today, I want to wish a happy birthday to my daughter, Kristen.
Oh, happy birthday, Kristen.
Happy birthday, Kristen. Yeah. Born on Epiphany, celebrating the arrival of the three wise men. Officially, you can officially take down your Christmas trees if you want to do that. This is the amount of time that spans the birth of Jesus, and according to tradition, when the Magi visited Mary, Joseph, and their child. Epiphany doesn't always fall on a Sunday, so the church celebrates it on the nearest Sunday, called Epiphany Sunday. And you can, like I said, now, officially, take your Christmas trees down if you wish. Today's the day if you want to. A lot of people leave them up a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. Whatever you want to do, right?
You know.
Yeah.
I like having it up.
I do too. It's kind of cozy.
So.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's kind of nice. So, I don't know. I guess whenever I'll just get tired of it, I'll take it down.
Exactly.
Or get time, one of the two. Today is Bean Day. If you like beans.
Sure.
Cuddle Up Day.
Okay.
A little warm for that.
Yeah. Agreed.
It's Smith Day. If your name's Smith, it's your day.
Okay.
And today.
Or if you're a blacksmith?
Nope.
Like that, or is it the name?
Just the name, Smith.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And today is Apple Tree Day. We used to have an apple trees when we were growing up.
Okay.
Apple trees. Here you go. You want some apple tree trivia?
Sure.
Of course you do. We'll see how much you know. Apple trees are members of the rose family. True or false?
True.
You're right. The average apple tree can live and remain productive for over 100 years.
True.
There you go. You're on a roll.
Yeah.
Most apple trees require...
Basically guessing.
Most apple trees require chilling hours in the winter to produce fruit in the spring.
Okay.
True or false?
True.
Yep. Three for three, buddy. Apple trees grown from a seed will always produce fruit identical to the parent apple.
Ooh, I would assume that's true.
False.
Really?
Apple trees are not true to seed.
Huh.
Interesting. Yeah, it is interesting. See, we learn something every day. We accomplish what we set out to do every morning, James.
Yeah.
You learn something you didn't know today. It takes about 2 to 5 years for an apple tree to produce its first fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And many apple varieties require a second, different variety of apple tree nearby for cross-pollination to bear fruit. That's true.
Interesting.
Yeah, there you go. Something you didn't know about apple trees.
Yep. Cool. I found out that Johnny Appleseed was a real person the other day. I thought he was just an urban legend or whatever.
Really?
But that's a real person that actually lived.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. It was a real person. A lot of people do think that was a wise tale story of sorts.
A real guy.
2026 Consumer Electronics Show. It's underway in Las Vegas.
Okay.
They're unveiling all kinds of gadgets. I'd really love to go to that sometime because I'm kind of a gadget guy.
It's one of those things where I feel like about 85% of the stuff you see there is kind of just for show. And
right.
then like a solid 15% is we're actually going to put this out.
Well, a couple things. A cubic screen, a $79 screen protector for iPhones that uses an embedded optical filter to display spatial photos and videos in 3D without glasses.
Yeah, see, I don't think that'll ever exist.
Okay.
I don't know who's asking for that.
This is cool. A Birdify Hum Bloom. It's a smart hummingbird feeder with a 4K camera capable of slow motion video, so you can record those hummingbirds' rapid wing movements.
Huh.
And it'll identify over 150 different hummingbird species.
Wow.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That's something fun,
right?
And then you get things like this. Tombot's Jenny. It's a realistic robotic puppy designed as a healthcare device to help people with Alzheimer's, featuring touch sensors, cameras, and microphones that enable 1,500 unique behaviors and can monitor sundowning symptoms. Wow.
Hmm.
Launching this year. $1,500. So here you go. Just
there you go.
Few of the fun things. If you want to go to the electronics show.
Yeah. I would like to go just to see this stuff, but it does feel like it's a lot of just show things, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Which is fine, but, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here we are.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever get a 3D, you know, phone or whatever capable screen, but mainly because I don't know if anybody's, like, actually asking for that, you know?
Right.
I don't want the stuff on my phone to jump out at me like I'm watching the Avatar movies.
Okay.
You know?
All right. I saw this. I don't watch much TV, but when I do, I try to watch quality TV, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I believe the story I'm going to tell you here is I saw this just very recently. It was a deep sea expedition in the Pacific Trench System, and they uncovered evidence of an entire subspecies of creatures previously unknown to science. Researchers exploring the Hadal Zone depths, and I did learn on that show that they named that after Hades because of its depth, exceeding 10,000 meters, discovered several snail fish species. I saw that with a very unique physical and genetic traits. They're pinkish, bumpy snail fish type things. And it's just so amazing. How are these fish at depths that could crush that sub surviving?
Yeah,
and thriving. True. That just amazes me. Unbelievable.
It is, yeah.
And then the footage of a blunt-nosed six-gill shark.
Cool.
Left viewers terrified. Absolutely. I mean, this is something that somebody could, you could like draw this up in a monster movie, you know, creature movie. The video shows this monster shark gliding past the research sub, dwarfing the vessel in size. This ancient species is a dominant predator and can grow to over 20 feet long, they figure. Pre-dinosaur. Prehistoric. The question is, what other prehistoric giants remain under the hidden abyss, if you will?
Mm-hmm.
But the scientists successfully tagged it, and they're monitoring its movements in the deep, dark depths of the ocean. That's crazy stuff. I love that stuff.
It is crazy that there's, I mean, that far deep, there's thriving.
I know. How you, if that thing is crushing a submarine, how is it not crushing these fish?
Yeah.
Crazy. Exactly. Yes. Okay. Let's do some other trivia today. We already accomplished what we wanted to, and that was learn something. Mm-hmm. We learned about apple trees. What's significant about 40 degrees below zero?
40 degrees below zero?
Yeah.
Fahrenheit, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
You're
close. You got a hint there.
Is it the coldest place on Earth?
No, that 40 degrees below zero is when Celsius and Fahrenheit scales coincide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, didn't know that, did you?
No.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't realize there was a...
Never thought about it.
They run into each other.
Wasn't something that I was wondering about. But now you do. When doing this, you're distracted for an average of 4.6 seconds. What is it?
4.6 seconds.
Yes.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
It's scary.
Look at your phone.
Texting.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, same thing.
Wow. Man, are there a lot of NFL teams looking for head coaches now?
Yeah, it's...
What is it, like seven now?
Coaching carousel every single year.
Giants, Titans, Falcons, Raiders, Cardinals all have vacancies. I don't know, maybe a few. I think a few others. Now they're wondering, some of them are maybe reaching out to Bill Belichick, who's been coaching in the college ranks.
I would be stunned.
I would be too. It's like, come on, these guys, you know, they've been coaching forever today. It's time to hang it up,
well,
right?
And he hasn't had the greatest year in terms of, I would say, professionalism.
Okay.
That looks like he would be somebody that somebody would want around an NFL locker room.
All right, here we go, James. The very first Macy's Day Parade in New York City featured what live animals?
Oh, God. I'm going to hate this. Elephants?
Yep.
Yeah.
Lions?
Yeah.
Camels. Can you even imagine?
No. I hate that, actually.
All those live animals in a parade?
In the middle of the busiest city on planet Earth.
Exactly.
I'm sure it went really well.
I'm sure it did, too. Hey, James has got Swamp Shop for you next hour. Tune it in, 8 o'clock. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. Good morning.